A man pushes his paralyzed nephew in a wheelchair across a stony dirt track in Zidindi in South Africa's Eastern Cape province. A strong wind covers them with dust. Here, in the villages among the emerald green hills, it's common to see children in wheelchairs or hobbling around on homemade crutches. Physiotherapist Laura Grobritsky says when the people of Zidindi are injured, they're too poor to immediately access healthcare.
If they've broken their leg, for example, they might wait 3 months in order to get surgery. So when they get surgery, the surgeons have to re-break their bone, and when it gets set, it doesn't set properly. And so they can't bend and straighten their knee, and they never get that range back. So they will always have a limp.
This girl was born with brain damage. As a result, her muscles are spastic. There's an extremely high rate of her condition, cerebral palsy, in Zidindi.
A woman is going to labor late at night. They cannot afford to get a car here, or they can't walk that distance over the hills, through the rivers, to get to the hospital.
Many local women have their babies at home. When there are birth problems, the mothers can't get the infants to the distant hospitals in time to prevent their brains from being damaged. This is the first time therapists are seeing this girl. She's 3 years old. Her mother says she's kept her child in her hut virtually from birth because people were calling the spastic child the devil's curse. Occupational therapist Shannon Morgan says the girl would have died a slow, painful death if her mother had not eventually brought her for treatment.
The child would probably have just lain on her tummy on the bed for the rest of her life, never really interacting. Mom would never know how to communicate with her.
Beautiful, it's so beautiful.
A boy with cerebral palsy responds to a rattle. The therapist teaches mother how to play with him in various positions. They show her special exercises to stretch and strengthen his thin legs. The health workers are saving many disabled children's lives. But Morgan says it's not enough.
Yeah, we've got like over 100 kids with cerebral palsy that we need to see as regularly as possible. And we can't see them all every month.
Another of Morgan's young patients struggles with an exercise. The therapist hasn't seen her in a long time because, like many of her patients, she disappeared into the bush after her first appointment. They don't have money for transport to the hospital. Most people in Zidindi don't have fixed addresses.
You try and find patients and you can't find them. It's really difficult to follow them up.
Because of lack of treatment, some disabled patients in the area will be in wheelchairs their entire lives. But, says Morgan, the government provides them with wheelchairs that are not suitable for the rough terrain of Zidindi.
I've tried to wheel one of these, you know, the standard wheelchairs around on these hills. It's crazy, it's ridiculous. You fall out, you cannot do it on your own. And if we're saying to disabled people, I'm sorry, you can't push yourself anywhere, you'll need people to push you everywhere for the rest of your life. That's even more disabling.
Morgan says if it wasn't for her patients, she would have left Zidindi a long time ago. She recalls speaking with a woman whose baby daughter is brain damaged. Morgan asked the woman, "What makes you happy about your child?" And the mother replied, "I am happy because she's alive."
Like, stuff like that just touches you, you know, and you're like, life is so hard, you're ready, and now you have a child with cerebral palsy, but you're just happy that she's alive. Those are the kind of stories that keep you going.
Some of Morgan's and Grabitsky's young disabled patients play in a hospital ward while listening to a CD. Against the odds, the therapists provide cheer and encouragement to many children who otherwise would have been abandoned to lives of suffering or even death. I'm Darren Taylor for